I'm Eric Carley with the Mid-America Trucking Show. Right now from DriveWise, the Director of Marketing, Doug Johnson. Doug, welcome. How are you?
Very good. Thanks very much for having us today.
It's great talking about technology. You and I were both doing that before we went on the air. Let's talk about the technology behind DriveWise. Give us some history, first of all. Where did DriveWise begin?
DriveWise launched 5 years ago with the idea that there might be a better way to provide a weigh station bypass service. So weigh station bypass services had existed for the last 20 years, but they use a kind of an older transponder-based technology.
You got to
put the transponder in the window. You got to pull under the pole.
Yeah.
They're expensive to deploy, and we thought that maybe there'd be a better way to do it. So ours is a software-based service. We launched DriveWise as a software-based weigh station bypass service 5 years ago. And we've since grown to be the largest bypass provider in the country. So we have the largest number of sites and the largest number of states. And what's really enabled us to do that is the fact that because everything is software, we don't have the roadside infrastructure, we're able to grow our business very, very quickly. And it also means that we can operate on multiple kinds of technology. So if you've got an Android phone or a tablet, an iPad, you can, as a driver, you can download the app right from Google Play, start your free trial, and see if DriveWise is right for you. If you're a fleet and you've got your drivers equipped with ELDs in the cab or other telematics devices, you can actually run DriveWise on those devices, and you can push that up fleet-wide. So it's a very flexible technology, and it's allowed us to expand, and we're still growing. So we expect even more states to come on board this year.
Yeah, and after that trial period, I mean, a very low subscription cost here.
Yeah, that's right. It's $15.75 per month per truck.
Wow.
Yeah, and we did some research that shows that the the average cost of a pull-in is anywhere between $8 and $10, around $9, just in fuel and wear and tear and operating costs. And so you get two bypasses in a month, it pretty much pays for itself.
Yeah, and this is what it's all about, is that you're keeping your business streamlined, your operations streamlined. You said you had at one point there was one customer that you were dealing with that was because of their location, they were having to pull in what, 20 times a day?
20 times a day. It was in Minnesota. There was a driver that would leave his dispatch center and he'd cross the scale back and forth.
Yeah.
20 times a day, and so when DriveWise became available in the state, the guys in the station house actually said, we don't want to see you anymore.
Right.
We know you.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep pulling in. You should go get DriveWise.
Yeah.
And so we've got sometimes on average a driver might hit a scale 10 times in a week. Sometimes it's 100. We save drivers a lot of time and hassle.
Right.
We help them get to their destinations faster.
Right.
They're not wasting their on-duty time sitting in a lineup.
Yeah.
They're getting the next load faster, and we're saving fleets a lot of money.
Right.
Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in some cases per month.
Have you guys done what's the average stop at a scale? Do you know the time?
Yeah, we do actually. The nice thing about our technology is we have a lot of information. So we took a look at over 12 million truck stops, and we averaged the time. And so the average time is about 3 minutes, 40 seconds. But it's a huge spectrum. Sometimes you're rolling across the scale, and it's maybe 15 seconds.
Right.
But at the other end of that spectrum, you get pulled in for an inspection or something, and you're there for 4 hours.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
You know, yeah. So the typical pull in is about 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. So that guy that was doing 20 times a day.
Yeah.
Just do the math there.
That's exactly. Yeah.
And
hours.
Right.
He was wasting hours per month.
And that's. Those are non-productive hours.
Yeah.
And so this is a great technology. It's what's the feedback at shows like Mid-America Trucking Show been from the customer?
The reason we do this show is mostly so that we can talk to our customers. We do some business at the show, of course, and it's always good to talk with folks like you and when we have announcements, things like that. But primarily, the reason we're here is that our customers come and find us.
Right.
And they're just very grateful. They're very happy. And they'll come and just tell us story after story about that one scale that just used to give them so much trouble.
And now
it's changed their life.
Right.
And so they bring their friends by. They want to introduce themselves. Chances are they've talked to our customer service folks, who are amazing, and they actually come and ask for them by name. They want to know if they're here.
Right.
So they can meet them and thank them for the help.
Where do you see technology overall taking the industry? I mean, if we're just based on what DriveWise has done, you know, in making the transponders and a lot of that equipment unnecessary, which makes it also, as you mentioned, available for integration in other programs and platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, where do you see technology taking us in the next few years?
Well, it's really been interesting to see what's happened just in the last 5 years that I've been involved. So when we launched DriveWise, I think there was maybe a dozen apps on Google Play for truckers.
Like, wow.
Maybe a dozen trucker apps. And now you know there's hundreds, there's thousands.
Yeah.
Because the smartphone has transformed just about everything. And I think there's a lot of drivers that rely on that device now for their business. It's efficiency. It helps them get paid faster. They could do their invoicing. So I think from an individual driver perspective, those smartphones have really helped with efficiency.
Mm.
And I think they're helping them, you know, be a good small business owner. On the fleet side of things, what we're finding is that the larger fleets really like the idea that they can consolidate a bunch of services into one device.
Yeah.
So they've gone ahead and they've made an investment in an ELD.
Right.
So they don't want to have a bunch of transponders on the window that can get lost and broken. They cost $100 to replace.
Mm-hmm.
So they like the idea of consolidating everything into one screen. And so I think that's the thing that's really transformed it as well. And I think this year is going to be interesting because, like it or not, the technology is coming into the trucks.
Yes.
The ELDs are coming in.
Right.
And they're going to connect to a device. And if it's not to a device like a dedicated ELD, then it's going to be a personal device. It's going to be the smartphones these guys are using already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really it could be interesting to see what happens this year because I think the technology is really consolidating in the cab.
Yeah, right.
Either
yeah.
In that device or on that phone.
Yeah, you know it's interesting. I think we see that too because they're you used to and just from the driver feedback anecdotally over the just the last few years, as you mentioned, because of the surge of apps, the growth in that part of it. It allows you to do more where your phone really, I think if you ask some drivers, which would be harder to lose your phone or your wallet, they would probably say their phone, with so many things going through their operation.
Yeah, I think their phone is their wallet.
You know, and there's the other side of it, with being able to pay for, anything
right.
and everything.
Yeah, I mean, pulling up and having an app take care of paying for your fuel or,
right.
or taking care of your invoicing, getting
yeah.
paid right away.
Yeah.
It has a real impact to the bottom line. In our case, helping you stay on the main line and stay out of the scales.
Yeah, right. You know, just you're going to stay productive. You're going to get more miles. I know you probably have data on, fuel mileage and how it affects the fuel mileage if you're having to stop, especially if you're having to stop 20 times a day. But, I mean, if you're going through just that many stops for that purpose in a week,
mm-hmm.
Then you got to talk about, all right, how does that affect your fuel mileage? You're having to stop down, then get back up to highway speed.
Yep. Absolutely. And if you talk with our larger fleet customers, they know their cost per mile down to a fraction of a penny.
Right.
And so we can show them data that shows them exactly down to the second how long each and every one of their trucks is pulling into each and every one of those stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can show them the advantage of using DriveWise, where they would have gotten a bypass, where they wouldn't. They can compare our service to the other service.
Mm.
And typically the data shows them, an ROI in the hundreds, if not thousands, of percent.
Yeah.
And that's how those larger fleets make their buying decision. The owner-operators, you just know when you're a driver when you're wasting time and money.
Yeah.
And the best way for a driver to figure out if they need a way station bypass service like ours, is to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about an app. You don't need to fill out a big form and wait for a transponder to come in the mail and then, cancel. There's no long-term subscription. It's all month to month. So it's really as simple as downloading the app, entering a bit of information. You need your DOT number, your license plate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
And then you're 30-day free bypass trial starts immediately. And at the end of those 30 days, you'll know if it's right for you or not.
Yeah.
And whether you think it's worth the $15.75.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's free to check it out.
Absolutely.
That's always a good deal. Free is always a great deal. What's next specifically for DriveWise for you guys? What's next?
Well, we're still focused on growth. When we launched, we were active in 12 states. Today we're active in 39 states and one province. We've moved up into Canada.
Mm.
We're active in Alberta now. But there's still other states we want to add to the network.
Right.
We want to cover all of North America.
Right.
So we've got a few more states that we're expecting to come on board here in the next few months.
Okay.
We're expanding our site coverage within each state. And then we're looking at other services as well. We're piloting a driver safety service that notifies drivers when they're approaching a known high rollover location.
Okay.
We've actually gathered the data.
Wow.
We've partnered up with state law enforcement because we have agreements with 39 state law enforcement agencies to permit us to provide the bypasses. And in some cases, they've given us data that shows where high collision or high rollover.
Right.
And so we've been running a pilot where we measure the before and after behavior of what happens when you see an in-cab notification in a known high rollover area. And it's shown that it has a dramatic effect. It just brings the situational awareness up. And it is helping drivers slow down. So there's those kinds of things that we're looking at as well.
Wow, great stuff and great information because, everyone knows if you know anything about the trucking industry, because of the turnover rate, you might have a new driver that's brand new to that route.
Yeah.
And that's important information because the insurance companies will tell you, and probably the state's agencies will tell you, that a lot of those accidents happen because people are not familiar with those routes. So they're not familiar with that tricky spot.
That's exactly right. And another thing that on that same topic, so with our service, we provide bypasses at 600 way stations and mobile, those pop-up sites as well. But we also provide a heads-up alert for every way station in the country. So there's 1,200 of them.
Yeah.
We cover a good chunk of them. The other guys cover some of them.
Right.
But what we do is we give you a heads-up alert when you're 2 miles from any way scale.
Okay.
And what we've found is that drivers are, if they're on a new route, and they don't know that there's something around the corner.
Right.
Right? So that they like the ability to sort of get prepared, get in the right lane.
Sure.
For whatever they got to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's that helps them safely navigate and get ready for that stop down if necessary.
Exactly.
And it's
interesting. It's all about safety. A lot of people wonder why, at the end of the day, a law enforcement agency in a state would want to have a bypass program.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's simply because they can't inspect every truck.
Right.
And so if they're pulling everybody in all the time, that ramp gets backed up onto the highway. Mm. It becomes a safety issue.
Yeah.
And so the truth is, they don't want to see every truck all the time.
Right.
They want to see every truck a little bit.
Sure. Sure.
And depending on your carrier safety score, the better safety score you have, the higher rate of bypasses.
Yeah.
But even the very best safety score, you're still going to have a small random pull in.
Yeah.
About 2%.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the other end of the spectrum, even those with a really poor safety score, if they're in service still, they will get bypasses as well.
Yeah,
because state agencies want to help these guys become safe. They want to help them move through the system.
Yeah,
and it's at the end of the day, it's all about safety.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much, Doug Johnson with DriveWise. Get the app, drivers.
Do you mind if I spell it?
please, yes.
It is a funny spelling.
It is different than the conventional spelling.
It is. So it's DriveWyze. So
WYZE. All right.
So please. So, thank you very much.
And look for the app. Get the app. Download it. Try it for 30 days. Check it out. It's a free trial.
We don't take your credit card.
Yeah.
There's no risk. No obligation.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Doug,
see if
thanks.
It's for you.
Thank
you very much.
Soon.
I appreciate it.